Welcome to DC On Screen episode 340. My lord, it's a lot of episodes. Today we're going to get super spoilery on The Flash 316, Into the Speed Force. I am your host, David C. Robertson. I am extremely, well, let's say the weather's on top today.
The weather's winning.
The weather has won several times. It's ravished me. And ravaged me. This is my intrepid co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
He will be reading the recaps today because I'm dying.
I'm going to take over some talking duties here. All right, ready? Jesse Quick decides to go after Savitar alone. She at least manages to prove there's something human under that armor. Barry goes into the Speed Force for Wally and meets some familiar faces. He gets out with Wally intact, but Jay Garrick sacrifices himself to the Speed Force to take Wally's place. Jesse heads to Earth 3 because she doesn't want to be part of Savitar's plan and that Earth needs a new Flash now anyway. Wally is safe, but Barry declares him benched for now, and Iris tries to put the marriage back on track with Barry, but Barry thinks he needs space now that the Speed Force has reinstalled his sense of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, cool opening shot, I thought. Good.
Oh, I love the Barry time.
Good tone setter. And, you know, this is what I told my wife about. It was kind of a downer episode, but it was a good episode. I mean.
See, I disagree.
I liked what it did. I just wish I was having more fun because it was The Flash, but it wasn't a fun week, you know?
Well, I don't need necessarily have fun with The Flash.
Well, I don't need it. I mean, they're absolutely welcome to have a downer episode every now and then. It's a show. It needs pacing. You have to have those. It's a thing we have to do. It's just that, you know, at the end of the episode, I'm like, oh, that was kind of my fun thing I was going to do this week was watch The Flash.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go watch, like, Louis C.K. now.
Well, oh no. Yeah. Darn.
I had to start watching. I did, though. Actually, I started watching Marin this week in response to The Flash.
Did you really?
I really did, yeah.
Like the IFC show?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I watched, it's great. But I watched The Flash, and then I watched everything Thursday night and was like, oh, well, I need a pick me up.
Yeah, don't rely on Marin for your pick me up, though.
It's still funny.
It is. It's just, oh, man.
Yeah.
So,
whole other thing, I guess.
Yeah, ultimately, though, I was super annoyed by Barry calling off the wedding because he needs space or whatever.
I'm like, I don't know what the hell to do with that. I really don't.
Iris, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to be your husband, but I just need space right now because of the things. And I'm like, what things? I don't know. They just kind of came up with some stuff because we need a little more tension in the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get that. I don't understand why there's the space thing going on there. It doesn't fit. Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It's stupid.
I mean, I liked the line about, like, you know, you can save you in the future, but not by changing it, by embracing it. I don't know what that gets us to, but I kind of like the shift a little bit. I like the shift in wording, but I don't really know what it means we're going to do.
Yeah.
But I did like the, you know, the ghosts of Christmas, whatever, past, present, future. Like, Eddie was fun to see again. These were good scenes. We got Eddie, we got Snart, we got Wraiths again, we got Hunter Zolomon. Who else am I missing? Oh, Garrick, even. An unexpected Garrick. I was happy to see him again. Kind of thought it was cool that Cisco and the team, like, think of, like, well, let's go reach out to Earth 3, see if Jay Garrick will help. These are not dummies back in the lab.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, I like seeing all that stuff. I felt like the Wraiths should have been after Barry long before now anyway, so it's kind of...
I want to know why they're not after the Legends, but that's a whole other conversation, I guess.
Yeah.
I love the, like, whoa, you just saying I could whip up some kind of interdimensional tether? That is exactly what I could do.
It was good. Now, also, I don't understand how that tether defeated Zolomon, but whatever.
Oh, as I understood it, it was keeping Barry tethered to the real world, but Barry took it off and stuck it on Zolomon so that he would be tethered to that location in the Speed Force and Barry could get away. And I'm pretty sure it's really flawed logic.
It worked
for the plot.
I didn't know how that worked. I just kind of went, eh, okay. Well, Barry still loves Iris. Yeah, that's the progression, though. It was like, Iris, did I lose you? And then when he's heading off, I love you, Iris. And then, you know, when he's trying to get unstuck out of Hunter, I love your eyes. And then I'm going to stay at Cisco's.
So dumb.
It's weird. Again, I liked all the interplay though. I liked all the in the Speed Force stuff. All the warnings, all the little you know, all those sacrifices were for you, all that stuff. Oh, Raymond. I forgot Ronnie Raymond. That was the one I forgot. I know I was missing somebody.
Raymond.
Yeah, like, they, you know, the Zalman character, we got the, like, to get Wally, you must free yourself first. They're getting him to a place, and I like that. I like that they get in there, and, like, the Speed Force is mad at him because they put him back out last time, like, last season to go be, you know, the badass he was meant to be, and he's just kind of given up a little bit.
You're not learning your lesson, Barry. You keep telling us one thing and doing another.
Yeah.
Yeah, snort.
Yeah, yeah.
Faux wormhole alien snort.
But, I mean, by the time he goes to actually rescue Wally, like, I get the idea that, like, the idea is stop handing off responsibilities to other people. I don't care how good your intentions are.
Yeah.
But get the fight back in you and go take care of this problem. So you get the feeling that Savitar is a problem for the Speed Force. Like, they need him to stop Savitar. Don't know why they have to keep Garrick. I don't know why there's, like, a quota on kidnapped speedsters.
Yeah, unless Savitar was just there for eternity. Like, it's, you know, like a continuum. Like, there's, like, no end and no beginning to the Speed Force. So when Barry traps Savitar, he created some kind of a, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it depends on how he traps him.
I guess. I, they just haven't explained that part very well.
I don't remember how it was explained.
And I wondered though, when they leave Garrick in that room, they leave him in the same room. They leave Garrick in the room that Wally was, you know, no one else can see her, apparently, but Wally was just sitting there watching his mom die over and over again, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they leave Garrick in the same room, and he's looking at the hospital bed, and I'm wondering if, like, the image changed, or if he's just going to sit there and watch some woman he doesn't know die over and over again. Or can he not see her, and he just stares at this weird hospital room from now until whenever Barry comes back for him?
I don't know. Maybe it just became his own hell.
I don't know. It was a neat, it was a touching scene, though, with the, you know, handing off the helmet and everything.
No. It was just the notification that the 90s Flash had been canceled over and over again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just that phone call from his agent over and over again.
But I need this gig, Maury. I need this gig.
Sorry, bud.
Back to soap operas.
Oh, do you love the Captain Cold line? You're getting a little slow in your golden age.
Yes. Yes, I wrote it down. Made me happy.
That's pretty great.
So do you think Jay Garrick is gonna wind up being Savitar?
Nah.
I hope not.
Nah, I don't think we're
going to. I'd rather it be Barry.
I'd rather it be a future Barry of some kind, maybe. But I still don't think that's where we're going with it. I don't know where we're going with it, but every theory I've come across just doesn't feel right. I don't know why. I don't think we've broken it yet as viewers. I don't think we've broken the story.
Yeah.
But he's vulnerable under the suit, right? That's the important part. No, actually, I'll tell you what the important part is. Jesse's gone.
Is that the important part?
That was she reverted completely to, like, the thing that bored me so much about her when she was on last season. She's supposed to be this hyper-intelligent girl, and she keeps doing these extremely stupid things.
Yeah, she's still a teenager, right?
I know, but, like, you just watched Wally go try to fight Savitar alone, and I hate this, well, I have to do something mentality. It just bores me. And she does it, it seems like she does it a lot, where she just does this, like, I've got to get out of here and do something, and it's just the worst idea she could have.
And, like, I was like, I guess Savitar knew that she was going to be there, that's why he allowed the piece of himself to, like, track him.
Yeah. I mean, that's
figured
fine.
That, like, you know, that would be kind of dumb if she just said, okay, take me to your leader or whatever, and it did.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved how they were describing this thing. They're like, it appears to be, what do they say? Like, it appears to be structural on the outside, but on the inside, it's really just constantly moving. And I was like, you just described matter. That's, you just described how physics works. That's no different from me. The chair I'm sitting on is like 99.9999999% space, man.
Yeah.
And it is moving, not just because I'm swaying gently in it.
You saying that you're a member of the Inebriati, sir?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, not yet. Not that late in the day.
All right. I don't have anything else for this episode. I wish that the show was better, because it's such a good show most of the time. The last couple of weeks, it's been suffering from Supergirl syndrome. It was just, like, the last few weeks, for about as long as Supergirl has, The Flash has just kind of been a bleh to me.
It hadn't been a blah. I mean, The Wrath of Savitar was good. I liked that episode. It was just the Gorilla City stuff was a little bleh. We kind of expected more out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrath of Savitar was pretty good. I still thought this was a good episode. It basically boils down to two things. It was a good episode. It was a little bit of a downer, like I said, but I understand we have to have those every now and then. But really, it was just I hated every choice Jesse made, and I don't like the choice for Barry at the end. Other than that, I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah, it felt like an Arrow season 3 and 4 choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and this is the episode of The Flash where they make all Arrow choices.
Yeah. You remember after, it's only been 5 or 6 weeks since someone reminded him that he wasn't Oliver. Just like 3 weeks since someone reminded him that he wasn't Oliver, so.
Yeah. I'm going to kill that ape. No, you're...
You have to be Barry. Okay. I'm going to leave my girlfriend unexpectedly to be alone and work alone. Oh. And I won't
still
even fully
me,
explain myself. Mm.
I won't even fully explain myself.
Keeps forgetting.
It's time for it's time for the ending scene in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. I could be your friend.
Yeah.
But that's all I can offer.
Anyway. Every time I think about Spider-Man, I just think about throwing a son into a lake. Windmills, man.
That is not how windmills work.
Friggin' windmills. One more nice note on it. Goldtooth. The gold tooth technology that Cisco's developed?
Nope, didn't even notice it.
I liked the riff. Thought it was cool.
Mm.
He really would be just a multi-billionaire if he marketed half the stuff he had made for the team.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's really that's his greatest superpower is self-sacrifice of giant financial gains.
He should do that.
But just make a ton of money?
Yeah.
Nah. It's the right thing to do. Also, I kind of like that they haven't brought it up because you don't really think about it.
Why is it the right thing to do to stay poor?
Well, you don't want that technology out there. Any variation of it. I mean, they need that.
You sell it on another Earth.
You don't want the... that's a great idea. Why don't you just set this technology loose on an Earth that you're not keeping track of and see how it goes?
Yeah. I'm full of bad ideas.
Or just take, like, the worst... At least the most... the least impressive ideas, if you're going to do that. Like, go to Earth, like, 14-ish and just sell nothing but, 200,000 golden glider guns.
Yeah. Sounds great.
See what happens.
Come
back in 3 years and check on them, and everyone died in the Great Glider Wars.
The Great Glider Wars.
Mm-hmm. Population's nothing but golden zombies.
See? That's why we work together. Well, you take my bad ideas and turn them into gold.
And then you bring us both back down with puns.
Well,
it's the roller coaster that is DC on screen.
It's the lowest form of humor.
BS.
If you watch This Week Legends, you know what I'm talking about. Wink.
I barked at Eobard when he said that.
I love Jesse punching HR. That was oddly satisfying. That was great.
That was her best moment this episode.
My favorite moment this episode was someone took HR's drumstick away from him, and he whipped out another one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see that. I did see that. Oh, actually, the best line from him was early on. He's talking about how many espressos he can have and just runs out into the hall and like with the denial of an alcoholic. I'm not affected at all. I mean, that is the attitude of a man throwing himself out of a moving vehicle because he thinks he saw a heroin dealer. That is what you just heard.
Yeah. All right, I think I'm done.
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah, let's head over to Legends.
All right, we are DC Unscreened. You can find every episode at dcunscreened.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter, DC Unscreened, one word. Also on Facebook, all that. Proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, giantsizeteamup.com. We're going to be coming right back with our review of Legends of Tomorrow. What is it, 314 Moonshot?
214,
yeah.
But yeah.
214, sorry. Just feels like there's a whole other season of that show.
Sometimes.
Anyway. Until then, guys, keep some DC on your screen.